Justin Watkins, ESPN Las Vegas Legal Insider, in studio with us. So let's play the apparently this is a local Costco. This is a guy going in there saying, you know what, I'm not wearing a mask, and I'm guessing he can sue. He's got grounds for a lawsuit. Listen to this.
I just put you on my 3,000 follower Instagram feed, mostly locals.
Hi, everyone. I work for Costco, and I'm asking this member to put on a mask because that is our company policy. So either wear the mask
or... And I'm not doing it because I woke up in a free country.
Have a great day.
So you're going to take this cart from me.
Sir, have a great
full
day.
Full of stuff.
You are no longer welcome here in our warehouse. You need to leave. Thank you.
There he is, walking away with all my stuff.
When I signed my membership papers for Costco, it didn't say anything about wearing a mask. Let's go.
Yeah, they get to create the rules that they want to. I guarantee it says that you'll abide by all policies and procedures of Costco when you go in there and shop. You can't just make up your own rules. I mean, it infuriates me almost to Adam Hill levels about like the stupidity that is being expressed about like this is a free country. Now just reverse whatever's happening and say that you created rules for entry into your home. And then somebody just walked into your home, said, I don't have to listen to you. It's a free country. I can do whatever I want, anywhere I want. You'd be like, dude, this is my house. And it's the same property rights that allow you to create whatever rules you want for your house are the same property rights that Costco, almost exactly the same property rights, that Costco appreciates as a private business.
Go out to California. This was over the weekend. Lady named Shelly goes to a market called Gelson's. There's a guy out there happy as a clam, cleaning the carts. And she asks the same thing. She's like, I don't want to wear a mask. This is a violation of my rights.
Okay, so I need to talk to a manager because I'm not wearing a mask. Hi, I have a medical condition that I'm not allowed to wear a mask. And I'm not required by HIPAA rules and regulations to disclose that.
But I can't let you in the store without a mask.
Okay, so where's the regulations that state that? Because you're discriminating against me now. Do you know that? You're discriminating against me. Okay, well, you guys can get a lawsuit.
Medical condition, HIPAA, lawsuit, discrimination. She's got a case.
It's the worst. This one.
What do you mean? There's got to be something in there. She's got a case.
This was worse than the Costco one because it is clearly a setup, right? She's already got her talking points ready to go. And the setup doesn't even work. Like, even if the denial happens on the terms that she wants the denial to happen, she still doesn't have a case. There's no discrimination based on... Discrimination requires a protected class to be discriminated against, either in actions or in expressly or impliedly through the actions. And here, non-mask wearers are not a protected class. She could argue that she has some disability, but then she has to come up with and say that there is a reasonable accommodation that's not being met for her disability in order to have a claim under the ADA. And they were making the accommodation. Right. They're like, we will shop for you. Just tell us what you want. She's like, no, that's private.
Yeah.
Until private you get to the items. Checkout.
Exactly.
They're going to see it at the checkout. They're like, well, I'm not giving you my credit card. You're going to give it to me at the checkout. So everything that she's trying to set them up for fails, both legally and practically. And then on top of it, the worst of the worst is she's trying to set up this poor company, this poor little grocery store, and they're not even the ones that made the law. It's an ordinance in Orange County that says that when you go to the grocery store, you got to do it. So they're just following the law. That's like the worst of the worst. That.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
Could get play worse. Another one that's going to be even worse.
No,
I don't know.
Here's a lady who's annoyed because they've got spacing between the tables. She's sitting down at a table. A manager comes over. We don't know what restaurant this is at. And he's like, we got to be spaced out. She gets all mad. She's a big lady. She comes charging at the manager.
Hey!
And coughs right in his face. Now, we've addressed this one before.
That's assault, brother.
When are we going to get serious charges for people who are fooling around thinking they're going to cough in someone's face and it's cool?
I hope it happens to this lady. It should happen. That's absolutely assault. You should absolutely, under the circumstances.
And you know, if the dude had tried to clear space, he'd be in trouble. Yeah. I mean, if he really tried to clear space with force.
Nah, I don't know that he would be in trouble. I don't know. You have the right to physically remove somebody from your space if they don't adhere to your instructions or otherwise. You can't beat them up, but you can physically. I mean, look at what happens in every nightclub in this town, right? You're not following the rules. We have the right to physically remove you. That's absolutely the case. Could have done it. Wouldn't have been good PR.
No.
You don't want to be seen on camera doing that to somebody.
Right.
But, yeah, I hope some DA steps up and does this because we are in Twilight Zone world that we're talking about this stuff right now. It's crazy. You don't have unlimited rights when you go to private companies or homes, right? You have to abide by the rules. Now, you do have constitutional protections when you're in the public realm. You know, go on public lands. You're on the public streets. You're on the public sidewalks. You want to assemble? Yeah, then do all your stupid stuff then, right? You do have some rights there. But don't go into a private restaurant, not listen to their rules, and then start hacking on people. That's the most ridiculous thing ever. And it'll stop when you see somebody get beaten for it, because that's going to happen too.